Chapter 6 The Murder of a Friend. However, I had one unpleasant task left to finish before I could leave the island. I had to put all the equipment away in my laboratory. The half-finished monster was on the floor of that room. I did not want the local people to find it, so I placed the pieces into a sack with a lot of stones. I decided to throw the sack into the sea. At 3 o'clock in the morning, I sailed out in my small boat and dropped the bag and its contents over the side of the boat. I decided not to return immediately, and instead, I fell asleep in the bottom of the boat. When I woke up, the sun was shining and I was very far from the island. The wind was coming from the northeast, but I had no idea where I was. I wondered whether this was the end. I thought of Elizabeth and Henry. "There, evil creature," I cried. "Now you have your revenge." I was exhausted and frightened. The boat continued to move, however, and eventually I saw land. I was so relieved that I cried. There was a small town with a harbour, which I entered with my heart full of happiness. I couldn't believe how lucky I had been to reach land. As I was tying up my boat, a group of people began to gather around me. "Good friends," I said in English. "Could you tell me the name of this town and where I am?"
"You will know soon enough," said a man with a harsh voice. "But I can promise you, you won't be staying in a hotel tonight."
"I'm sorry, but why are you being so rude?" I asked. I was very confused. I thought English people were polite to strangers.
"That might be in England, but we do not like criminals in Ireland."
I noticed that more people were gathering around me. They looked at me strangely. An unpleasant-looking man approached me.
"You must come with me to Mr. Kerwin's and explain yourself," he said.
"Why should I need to explain myself?" I asked.
"Because a man was found dead here last night, and I am arresting you for murder."
I was taken to Mr. Kerwin, who was the local judge. He was a kind old man, but he looked at me seriously. He asked 6 men to enter the room and told one of them to describe what had happened to him on the previous night. "I was out on my boat with my son and my brother-in-law when the wind became very strong and we decided to return to port. As we were walking up the beach, we found the body of a man. He was a handsome man, probably about 25 years old. He had black marks around his neck. His killer must have been very strong." I knew immediately that it was the monster. I was shaking, and I had to sit down. Other people spoke and said that they had seen a man on a boat around this time. The people looked at me strangely. However, I was on the island at the time. I couldn't have been on a boat. After hearing all this evidence, Mr. Kerwin took me into another room where the body of the victim lay. How can I describe my horror? Poor Henry. He was lying before me. I collapsed to the floor.
"Henry," I sobbed, "has my awful work killed you as well? I have already destroyed 2 people. But Henry..."
2 men carried me from the room. I became very ill and sunk into a fever. For 2 months I was near to death. I had very bad dreams and I must have seemed insane. I said that I was the murderer of Justine, William, and Henry. Sometimes
I asked those around me to help me destroy the evil monster. Other times, I began screaming as I felt the hands of the creature around my neck. I wished that I would die and that my misery would be over. When I recovered, I realized that I was in a prison. There were bars on the windows, and the room was very small and dark. I knew that my nightmare was not a dream, but that it was real. Mr. Kerwin came to see me. He wanted to know if there was anything he could do to help me. He was very sympathetic. "Thank you," I said, "but there is nothing you can do for me now." "I know you are far from your home," Mr. Kerwin said. "I also know that you are not guilty of killing your friend." "It does not matter," I replied. "I would be happy to die anyway." "When you first became ill," Mr. Kerwin continued, "I found some letters belonging to you and contacted your family." "Are they okay?" I asked excitedly. "Yes, they are fine," answered Mr. Kerwin. "In fact, there is someone here to see you now." For a brief moment, I expected the monster to walk through the door and to laugh at my misery. However, to my relief, my father entered. "Oh, father, you are safe. But what about Elizabeth? What about Ernest?" "Calm yourself," said my father. "A prison is a terrible place, my son. And poor Clerval." At the sound of my friend's name, I began to weep. I was still very sick. After 3 months, I was tried for murder, but the judge believed that I was still on the island at the time of Henry's death and that I couldn't have been responsible for his murder. Eventually, I was released. My father was very happy.